everyone, and welcome to the Open Country Newsletter, July to September 2024. Here at Open Country, we often meet strong, colourful characters leading interesting lives. Few people fit this bill better than Harry Birdsall, still going strong at 98 and regularly attending our Wakefield Scooter social group on a Harley-Davidson mobility scooter. Our oldest member, we recently discovered that Harry took part in the incredible Normandy landings in 1944. Harry and his wonderful companion, Julie Atkinson, voyaged to France 2 weeks ago to take part in the D-Day 80th anniversary events. Harry and Julie met King Charles, Princess Anne, and he even sang with Tom Jones during the memorial. Harry said he was honoured to throw the memorial wreath into the sea to commemorate all those who gave their life during the war. Thank you, Harry. The free world owes you a tremendous debt, and we all salute you. Cure for the summertime blues. We've had precious little summer to speak of this year, but if and when the hot weather actually arrives, please remember to apply sunscreen before you get to us and to bring at least a litre of water and a sun hat on our trips. You'll be a lot comfier if you do. Thank you. Volunteer news. A very warm welcome to our raft of new volunteers. Jay Atkin, Graham Banks, James Boddy, Janet Cahill, Graham Davey, Nick Grantham, Chris Hansen, Jasmine Hobson, Morris Kelly, Andrew Lewis, Andrew Lister, Stuart Palmer, and Richard Watson. Thank you for joining Open Country and helping more disabled people to enjoy the outdoors. And farewell to volunteer Steve Constable, who is moving down south. Thank you for all your support in your 12 years of volunteering with the Ripon Tandem Club. It's been great fun. We have around 160 volunteers who support Open Country, and we're so grateful for the time, skills and enthusiasm you give. You're amazing. We have ordered some lovely Open Country baseball caps, woolly hats and pin badges for volunteers to wear. Let us know if you would like a free one. Going swimmingly. We had perfect weather for our volunteers outing to Poolbridge Farm near York at the end of June. As well as enjoying a proper picnic and chilling in the glorious sunshine, volunteers and staff cooled off with a spot of wild swimming, and it's fair to say they took to it like ducks to water. It was also a great opportunity to thank long-standing volunteer Sally for her 30-year commitment to Open Country and to present her with some goodies. Sally joined the organisation even earlier than David did, and she told us, "When our members are enjoying themselves, we enjoy ourselves, whatever the weather. I've learned so much about wildlife and nature, and I love it when members share their knowledge with me. We always have so much fun. Life just wouldn't be the same without Open Country. Keep up the good work, Sally. Your enthusiasm and positivity is truly legendary." Allotment evening. All our volunteers are welcome to join us at the Open Country allotment on Friday the 2nd of August from 7 to 9 p.m. for a relaxing cheese and wine evening. Let us know if you'd like to attend. Harrogate Advisory Group. Apologies, but we've had to change the date of our next meeting to Wednesday the 3rd of July. It's still 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in Meeting Room 2. All regular members are very welcome to come. The special item this time is how to recruit new members. So get your thinking hats on. Charging ahead. We're keen to reduce our carbon footprint and so have ordered our first electric minibus, which will arrive before Christmas. It will require a new charging station to be installed at Harrogate Community House too. Our last new bus was called Bombus, the Latin word for bee. This bus will be called Albus, the Latin word for white. By happy chance, the bus happens to be white too. Fundraising news. Aloe Vera. We're excited to introduce Vera Pavlova, our new fundraising manager. Vera has worked in the third sector as well as arts and culture since 2004. For almost 10 years, she has raised funds for various activities and projects for non-profit organisations in Yorkshire, most recently for Pudsey Wellbeing Charity. Vera says, "The mission of Open Country is very appealing to me, and I share the vision and values of the charity, both as an individual and as a professional. I'm delighted to become a part of the team and to support the charity in its growth and development. Welcome, Vera. We look forward to achieving great things together." Thanks, Daniel. We're saying a big thank you to an entrepreneurial young pupil from Harrogate who has raised much-needed funds for Open Country. Daniel, aged 9, spent weeks of his spare time making hundreds of bookmarks to sell, as well as collecting prizes for a grand draw. Helped by his friend Alex, his fundraising store raised an amazing £177. Kind-hearted Daniel said, "I wanted to help open country because some people don't find it easy to get outside into the countryside. So many of us take it for granted. I had a lot of fun raising the money and I'm really pleased at how much we've made." David Shafto, chief officer, said, "Daniel is one of our youngest supporters and we were thrilled to hear of his efforts. We were very impressed at his dedication and empathy and we're grateful to him." Prizes, please. "We're looking for Tombola prizes to help us make the most of vital fundraising opportunities at our summer events. If you have any unwanted gifts, chocolates or bottles of wine, pop, beer going spare, we'd love them. Child-friendly prizes are always very welcome. Could you be a fundraising champion for Open Country? Are you a sociable person with a great network of friends, family, workmates? Do you want to help us raise vital funds to help us with Open Country's mission? If so, we're looking for people to join us as fundraising volunteers. You could be helping us out at community events, inspiring other people in the community to support us, or even organising your own fundraising activities for us. No experience, no problem. We provide all the training and support you need. This is a fantastic opportunity to gain new skills and meet like-minded people and make a real impact in our community. If you're interested, please call us on 01423 507 227. Or you can email us at community@opencountry.org.uk. You can also find out more about how to support us on our website, the fundraising page on our website. Join the Dash for Gas. Each year, our Good Access Scheme Award recognises the best access for all scheme in Yorkshire that year. Last year, we presented it to Wentworth Woodhouse Garden. Have you come across any outstanding inclusive access projects in 2024? If so, please send in your nominations. The deadline is 30th of October and we will be presenting the award at our GAS conference on 15th of November this year. Audio walks. Talk the walk. Tom has recently added to our range of audio walks with some brand new ones focusing on Nidderdale National Landscape. They are Halstein Gorge, Timble Ings and Lippisley Pike, Guyscliff Wood and Knout Moor, and Toff Gate and Coldstones Cut. And you can check them out on the website. www.opencountry.org/audio-walks. Wild About Wakefield News. Remembering Richard. "'Tis with a heavy heart that we relay the sad news that volunteer Richard Lucas has died. He was a volunteer with lots of different Wakefield-based groups and recently helped with our new Barnsley project. At his funeral, the church was absolutely full with people paying tribute to Richard, which showed how many people cherished him. Everybody who knew Richard recognised how warm and kind he was, and he'll be sorely missed. Our Union Jack Garden. Our new friends at National Trust Wentworth Gardens have kindly asked us to be part of their Union Jack Gardens and gifted us a segment to manage and care for. Our Wild Things group looks forward to getting their teeth into this new project. All garden design ideas welcome. Thank you to Kate. A big thank you to Kate McCauley, who has been running weekend outings, our Thursday Wild Walkers and Friday Wild Things group in Wakefield since we gained National Lottery funding. Kate is moving to pastures new and we will be working as a countryside ranger for groundwork. We wish her well with everything going forward and thank her for her help in developing the Wild About Wakefield project. Wakefield Volunteer News. We'd like to welcome new volunteers Catherine Harris, Will Trott, Jane Wynne and Chris Davies to our Barnsley and Wakefield projects. Thank you for your support. We look forward to outdoor adventures with you all soon. We're still looking for new volunteers to help pilot tandems with our Barnsley Taster Rides and Wakefield Evening Clubs. If you know anyone who might be interested, send them our way. And if you fancy a volunteer emergency first aid course, we're running one on Monday the 12th of August from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And this course is free and of course it's a great skill to have. So let us know if you'd like to book on it. Join our summer of fun. It's important for us to spread the word about our inspirational work. With that in mind, we're having a very busy summer, appearing at community events across the broad acres. For example, we had a really good time taking part in the Selby Bike big bike ride with our tandems, and we plan to return next year. June saw us rocking our rainbow and our smoothie bike at York Pride, meeting lots of young people at Ripon's This Is Me festival, and enjoying some family fun down at Horbury's show. In July, we're going wild at Wakefield's Dragon Boat Race, and we're looking forward to the Harrogate Allotment Show and both an inclusive movement festival in Wakefield and meeting a giant dragon there. We'll be meeting the good folk of Nidderdale at the Nidderdale Show in September too. So come and say hello if you're at any one of these events. Thanks very much for listening. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.